Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Bruce Bechtel, Professor Bruce Bechtel of Angelo State University, the author of several books on North Korea, most recently Rogue Allies, about North Korea working with Iran. Here answers the question of how the North Korean deployment to Ukraine performed in combat, and the grades are positive. Is Bruce, following North Korea's military and civilian depredations for many decades. Much more of this tomorrow night.
Good evening, John, and of course, good evening, Gordon. Well, the measure was exactly what you and I talked about, and Gordon, what I thought it would be. The Special Operations Forces from light infantry units in North Korea, about 12,000 guys, they actually performed very well. They had not been in a conflict with drones before, but they actually learned very quickly, and they fought quite fiercely. I mean, like savages almost, you could say, refusing to surrender, you know, all the stuff that one would think that North Korean Special Operations Forces would do, they did. Now, we had people that said they had heavy casualties. They did have several hundred killed reportedly, and about 2,500 men that were injured. But if you're going to say that's cannon fodder, then you'd have to say everybody in this war is cannon fodder. Because as you gentlemen know, they have been taking casualties, both the Ukrainians and the Russians, crazily. I mean, we're talking thousands and thousands a week, every week in that war. So I thought the North Koreans did quite well.